It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Built Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. See Deion Sanders' new contract, by the way?
Yes, I did. And, you know, listen, he has put Colorado on the map. He has basically made them relevant, and he has gotten paid for it, even though the record doesn't really call for it.
Right. So 5 years, $54 million. So if anybody was thinking that he was going to jump to the NFL at any point in the near future, I mean, he could, but he's not going to do it this year wherever Shador goes. That's not happening now, obviously, with all the vacancies having been filled and him getting this big contract extension. So that was something. I wonder how much the Cowboys would be interested in getting Shador Sanders down there if they could figure that out. You know, they've got obviously a huge contract they got to deal with Dak Prescott. You know, is that because there's rumors out there.
I saw silly season rumors where, and it actually kind of made a little bit of sense. Yeah, so what you would do is you would trade Deshaun Watson from the Browns to the Cowboys for Dak Prescott. And then you would be able to, as long as you could get Shador Sanders, you could then draft Shador Sanders because Deshaun Watson's not playing for you.
That's right. So you tell the Dak Prescott on the Browns, and then, obviously, you're looking for a quarterback if you're the Cowboys, then you trade up to get Shador?
Well, I think you would have to make sure that you were able to get Shador if you actually really wanted him.
Yeah. Yeah, if that's the case. But, yeah, I mean, the Browns, the Titans, the Giants, everybody's looking for a quarterback.
The reason you would do the Deshaun Watson, Dak Prescott trade is because the contracts are similar, although I think that Dak probably makes more per year than Deshaun, but Deshaun's contract is totally guaranteed.
Yes, which was the first time we'd seen that contract of that type of length. Well, actually, no. We saw Kirk Cousins get every dollar guaranteed, but then Deshaun Watson's contract was even larger than that and longer than that with all guaranteed money and really no outs, I don't think, in that contract either.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. No, not at all.
I mean, that's how desperate they were to find a franchise quarterback, and it turned out to be a complete mess.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Dak just signed a 4-year, $240 million contract.
When was that, though? Was that before last season?
Yes, and that included $80 million in signing bonus and $231 million guaranteed, which is $1 million more then Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. That would be very, very tough to do, to move him. That's probably just one of those things where it's like, oh, what other angle can we talk about the Dallas Cowboys in the offseason where nothing is going on? Of course, Cowboys rumors are certainly fun. But, I mean, the draft, it's April 20.
I mean, his cap hit in 2026 and 2027, if they don't do any adjustments to it, which, they will do an adjustment to it.
Yeah.
Even though the cap will be going up, his cap hit in 2026 is $76.5 million. So they'll give him a partial bonus or something of that nature to kind of limit a little bit of that. And by the way, he does have a potential out after the 2027 season.
That's a long way away, though, man.
It is.
Three more years.
That's what I'm saying. They got him for three more years and a lot of guaranteed money.
Yeah, we've seen guys get moved, though, and things happen I never thought I'd see happen with big contracts. You know, teams that are eating money to get out from underneath some of these things. And the first really to do that was the Russell Wilson Denver Broncos situation. Right. And then, of course, you've got Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. They had to eat some dead cap money in order to get out from underneath him. And that still is going on. I mean, what are the Pittsburgh Steelers going to do if Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to play for him, decides to retire? Who is going to be their starter?
Well, Mason Rudolph is going to be their starter. And then maybe Carson Wentz. Maybe, he doesn't go to the Browns or... there's still a few other guys out there, which would be really disheartening, I think, for the Steelers, because the Steelers haven't had a legitimate... Well, they had Russell Wilson last year. He's legitimate. I'm not saying he's not, but, just didn't fit for whatever reason, the Steelers decided to move on from him. And by the way, he signed a very reasonable contract with the Giants, and that's why, there is a lot of speculation out there that the kind of the environment for a young quarterback for the Giants could be a good deal with both Jameis and Russell there and a young quarterback coming in not having to play. But you and I both know what's going to happen around here. If they bring in a young quarterback, especially with the third overall pick, people are going to want him playing by week six.
Well, if the team is either losing or sort of like 500, not going anywhere.
They could have the greatest plan in place, and then all of a sudden all hell break loose and the team lose five in a row, and then the fan base is going to be screaming, why aren't you playing him? You got to get him some experience. I'd rather see him than see that one.
And they might not be wrong about that.
They may not be wrong about that, but I still believe that the only, I think, quarterback that I don't want to speak for Brian Daboll because I haven't heard this come out of his mouth, but if I had to assume something about Brian Daboll's type of quarterback that he would want in this draft, to me, it's Cam Ward. That's the only guy, meaning that they would have to trade up to number one to get him. And I think that, now Tennessee's putting it out there, oh, man, we were really, really impressed with the pro day, and Cam Ward did this and Cam Ward did that. So everybody's playing because it's silly season. Everybody's trying to play around and see if somebody is willing to go up to number one to go get Cam Ward. I can't see Tennessee passing on him. I just can't. I mean, if this guy is supposed to be the next coming, then why the hell, especially you're going to give your team to Will Levis, who hasn't shown you in 2 years that he can handle it?
Well, I mean, who really believes he's the next coming? I mean, I think that both of these guys have been looked at as not worthy of the number one pick. Like last year, you had one and two with Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels. I mean, everybody says that they're not those guys.
Yeah, but again, a lot of it has to do with what do the teams need at the top of the draft. All three teams at the top of the draft last year needed quarterbacks. They all took quarterbacks. We are all assuming that both the Browns and the Titans need quarterbacks. So you would think that both quarterbacks would end up going number one and number two just under those circumstances, especially about what you just said about the Browns. This is why the Giants protected themselves, and this is why they have two legitimate starting quarterbacks in the NFL. And if one of these two quarterbacks, which I do believe Cam Ward will be the number one pick, is gone, that means that they are going to have their choice at two can't-miss players, either Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter.
Yeah, and
are they going to pay Kayvon Thibodeau a new contract?
No,
it's not. Then you bring in Abdul Carter.
Yeah, if those two guys are gone, and I think that's why they did what they did with Russell Wilson and added him to the room as well. I really do believe that, that they're now insulating themselves from being shut out of a quarterback again. But if Brian Daboll really loves Cam Ward and that's the type of guy that he wants, and I don't know that to be the case, but if it is...
He's more athletic. He's explosive.
But I'm just saying they got to trade up then to get him.
Yeah, of course.
But they really have to. Like, they can't just sit there and have conversations. They got to get it done. And something like that, you know, can, if you whiff on a guy just with a pick, it's one thing. When you whiff on a guy like the Bears did with Mitch Trubisky and then traded a ton of picks to go up to number two to do so, it's even worse.
You could say that about Carolina and Bryce Young.
Although he did come around a little bit last year, but yes, so far he'd been more bad than good there.
Yeah, but the team has not been good and the ownership is very...
weird.
Yes.
I guess that's sort of kind to put it that way. But yeah, 3 weeks from Thursday, the NFL draft. It's going to be a long 3 weeks talking about the Giants and their quarterback situation.
I mean, that's going to be a really unique... If everything stays the way it is and there aren't any trades, I would think that trades are being bantied about left and right now. And we may see something the week of. You know, maybe we'll get something from Aaron Rodgers, hopefully in the next couple of weeks. Sooner or later, he's got to tell the Steelers what he's doing so the Steelers can then modify or decide what they're drafting and how they want to draft.
I mean, it seems to me that they thought that they were going to get Aaron Rodgers, or they really didn't like Russell Wilson and Justin Fields at all. Or maybe they liked Justin Fields, but Justin Fields felt like, hey, you guys kind of, you bench me and I never got to see the field again. The Jets are going to give me the starting job, so I don't even care if you guys are interested in me. But the bottom line is they're going to have egg on their face if Aaron Rodgers retires and they got Mason Rudolph as their starting quarterback. And that's not what they were planning to do.
It's not what they're planning to do, but then it also means that they may have to trade up to get somebody in the draft that they believe could be the quarterback of the future. So Mason Rudolph would be your stopgap starter, and then you'd have, whether it be Jackson Dart or any one of these other quarterbacks, Kyle McCord, any one of those, would take over in the middle of the season if, in fact, they show that they can handle it. I mean, like, again, like I keep telling you, like, the most of these guys don't understand what they're about ready to step into. And if you have a guy that, let's say, you meet this guy at the combine and you're sitting down and you say, hey, let's sit down and look at some tape and let's go over what you were doing here and what this play was. And the guy says to you, you know, hey, coach, is this what professional football is like? Like all this tape watching? And the coach goes, yeah. And the guy goes, oh, man, that's not for me. Like, all right, then you're not for me as a coach. Like, this is what they are now doing. They're evaluating what I call the Peyton Manning effect. And it really took hold when Peyton became the quarterback that he became in Indianapolis. And this is where the quarterback had to know everything, had to be on top of everything, had to study it, had to love it, had to eat, sleep, and drink it. And you can't just show up and expect to play because you're a great athlete.
Yeah.
Much more that goes into it.
I mean, there was that famous story about Jamarcus Russell. They gave him blank DVDs, and they said, hey, go ahead and watch this and tell us what you think. And then he came back and said, what'd you think of that tape? And he went on a bunch of lies. Oh, you know, it was good. I saw this about this wide receiver and that. And they were like, there was nothing on the DVDs.
Right. So that is the one part that you can't determine. And then they try so hard to determine that by talking to their coaches, talking to, you know, maybe some of their teammates. They go back to high school. They go talk to the high school coach. They got to make sure that when you take a guy this high in the draft, especially at the quarterback position, that he's an all-in type of Peyton Manning guy. Like, he's going to take it to the next level competitively, mentally. He's going to be the leader. He's going to be the unquestioned leader of the team. And, you know, this is what Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, is. They've all done that. And that's why you got to be really careful picking one of these kids just because they're a great athlete. That doesn't mean that's going to transfer to the NFL game. There's so much more to it.
And after 2 years of the Jets being the team that we talked incessantly about and the Giants being quiet and in the background, the Jets are now quiet and in the background. You don't hear really anything out of them. I mean, the big news of the weekend with Darren Mooji talking at the meetings was that Justin Fields, they expect Justin Fields to be the starter. We knew that already. So, I mean, this is a regime that, and I think it's a good thing. I really do believe that it's not like drama everywhere. I know there was a little bit of drama when they decided to move on from Aaron Rodgers, and the guys were posting their feelings about that. But I mean, ever since the, you know, the original press conference and things are moving in this direction, you're just not hearing a lot out of them. And when it's the Jets, that no news is good news.
Aaron Rodgers was out of here the day that he brought up Brick Johnson on McAfee.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
No, I know. I'm not fighting you on that.
It's not, this was not the decision of the coach or the GM. This was the owner telling the coach and the GM, get rid of this guy. We're starting over, and we're doging the whole organization, and we're going to figure it out, and we're going to try to get it straight, and you are going to be the unquestioned leader, Aaron.
Yeah, I mean,
that's exactly what's going on.
And I didn't have an issue with that. I wanted Aaron Rodgers to go elsewhere, and it'll be interesting to see if he wants to give it one more run or not. I mean, I thought he should retire, I really think that that's probably the best thing for him. This didn't work. He gave it a shot. I mean, you come back and maybe have another great year, and you can leave and have a better taste in your mouth. But, I mean, you're also now, I mean, he's got so many other interests. He just never seemed to me to be the guy that was going to, like, every single play that he could play, he was going to do so. It seemed like, okay, now I'm done. Now I'm going to go back to Egypt.
And I know that the Steelers haven't won playoff games since Ben Roethlisberger left, but I'm telling you right now, he's got a team that's got a culture, that's got a head coach, that's got a history. They went out and got DK Metcalf. He's got two big wide receivers to throw to. He's going to have a running game because they always have a running game. I mean, if you are going to go out and you're going to retire and you want to go out on top and you want to go out the way that you want to go out and be a year removed from your Achilles surgery, that's the team, especially if the Vikings don't want you.
Yeah, and apparently they're still leaving the door slightly ajar just in case he wants to come back and play for a minuscule amount of money. But I still don't think that's going to happen. When I was out, did you guys talk, speaking of Egypt, you guys talk about that pyramid discovery? At all, the
we
alleged
discussed a little bit what they found underneath it.
Yeah, we buying that or not?
You know, listen, it seems to be real, but then again, these days, I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, I think that it's real as far as what these people are saying and what they claim they found. Just the technology in which that they found it, people are questioning whether or not it's up to par.
Why don't they just dig a hole and go down underneath it to go take a look?
Well, I think because it's like a, you know, I mean, it's a historical thing.
Be careful. I mean, they dig up archaeological digs all the time. Why not do it around there?
I mean, maybe they will. Maybe after this, they'll go down there and see. But I mean, I do. I'm all in on that. Like, there was that show. Was it Ancient Apocalypse? Where the guy's basically like, listen, this whole history of how we were, you know, just cavemen and smacking fish over the head with a club, and then, you know, all of a sudden we just got bigger and bigger and bigger, and then that's not what happened. This is what he says. This guy forgot the.
Yeah, I mean,
he's like,
no.
There's a whole wiped out civilization that technology that was way far ahead of what we think.
This whole thing regarding the pyramids changes a lot of the things that we've learned over the years. It changes it all.
I mean, and I can't get enough of that stuff.
And again, like I said, dig a hole. Go down there. Go check it out.
Go dig a hole.
Well, dig a hole.
That's all you need to do. Go dig a hole.
But it's pretty simple.
Call 811 before you dig, though. Yeah. You know?
Yes.
You think 811 gets that phone call?
You want to hit a gas line.
You really don't. You know, or cable or anything under there. You got to call 811 before you dig.
Maybe they did have cable. You never know.
Yeah, there was like a dispute over the soccer teams back then on what cable system.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant. Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-based insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's the Boomer and Geo Podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Flying over beautiful...
Is that Red Bull Arena?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not quite sure.
That's Newark.
Beautiful Newark.
Yeah, there you go.
Beautiful Newark. Prudential Center.
Yeah, there it is. Awesome. Yeah, do they do tours of that, like helicopter tours, flying over historic Newark?
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, yeah, that's what
they
it looked like.
They just had an Elite Eight there, didn't they?
Well, yeah. Absolutely.
Did you watch that Alabama game the other
yes,
night?
Yes. That guy was hitting threes.
But it's absurd the amount. I was going to text you. They had 12 three-point attempts in the first 3 minutes of the game.
Exactly. And they hit 25 for an NCAA record. It was ridiculous.
Pretty wild.
And a real question is, out of these four teams now, these top four teams, how do you rank these top four teams?
Asking the wrong guy.
Well, I've watched a lot of these games.
Yeah.
Man, Houston is just an older team. Duke, to me, is, I think they're the best. And it's going to be, like, maybe the national championship should be Duke and Houston, which is going to be the first of the Final Four. And then the other one, you know, you have Auburn and Florida, two teams that have already played each other a bunch of times.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a single rooting interest that I have in these games. And I'm not going to gamble on them either.
I hate the fact that two teams from the same conference get to play. Like in this situation, that means one of the the SEC is going to be in the final two.
That is correct, and I'm sure that championship game will tip off at a nice early 9:40 on the East Coast.
Probably
it'll be awesome.
Yeah,
can't wait. All right, Jerry, what's going on over there?
Well, what is going on is that we're brought to you by Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Water Cleanup. Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. All right, Yankees Brewers over the weekend as we wrap up this home run derby with Dave Sims, and this kind of capped Sunday's game.
3-2 to Jazz. Swing on, deep drive, right field. Going. Good, a grand two-run, three-run homer. A three-run homer by Jazz Chisholm.
I think we're from a grand slam to a two-run shot to a three-run shot.
Hey, now.
Yeah. Hey, now.
Yeah, that made it 12-3. Chisholm, 3-for-4, a couple of homers and 5 RBIs as the Yankees swept away Milwaukee. Here was Chisholm on, yes, yeah, go ahead. Walk, Judge, to get to me. I'll show you.
I'm trying to show guys that we got a full team of superstars, not just one superstar. You know, we got our leadoff to 9, all superstars and great hitters. So you walk one, we're going to take advantage of it.
That was on the Yes Network. On the Fan with Susan was Judge. Yes, we hit home runs, but we did score in other ways.
Yeah, that's been one of our emphases all spring training, was to try to win ball games in different ways. I know we're hitting a lot of homers right now, but supposed to be smart in the base pass. Try to take the extra base when you can and just situational hit.
Ben Rice also homered, and Paul Goldschmidt a big game. You want to hear from Dave Portnoy about these torpedo bats?
Yeah, I mean, I watched this, but yeah, for someone who missed it, I think it's entertaining.
All right, so I cut it down into seven different segments. Here is Portnoy, why the Yankees did this.
Of course, the Yankees hired an MIT physicist to basically take wood from the other part of the bats, like near the handle, the label, and put it in the sweet spot, making the sweet spot bigger. They did this because Anthony Volpe sucks.
Seems kind of mean why he says that.
He kept getting jammed and sawed off, and we're like, how do we make him not suck? Let's just make this bat called a torpedo bat, where basically you swing and you make contact on the handle, gets sawed off, it's a home run.
He says now.
Which actually happened on opening day.
I'm aware. Yeah. This about big old 99.
Aaron Judge is hitting home runs. He's saying he's not using a torpedo bat. He is. Take a look.
No, I didn't think he was.
He's not.
I feel like I've taken a look a few times, yeah. But he thinks so. Here is where here's where he drops the cheating word.
I mean, all the teams are going to use it. Should it be legal? No. Is it cheating? Yeah, it is. I mean, listen, if you get sawed off or you hit a ball off the label, that means you're not getting your hands through quick enough and you stink.
And at this point is where he's like, I know this because I was a big-time high school baseball player. Then they run a highlight of him hitting a home run in high school, which is pretty cool. Yeah, it was pretty good. Here was, players should not be rewarded if you can't do what you need to do with a regular bat.
If you get jammed and it's a home run, that doesn't mean you suddenly got better. That's just some geek from MIT, some physicist, ruining 100 years of baseball or 200 years of baseball. So, listen, if MLB wants to sit on their ass and not outlaw this torpedo bat, then all the teams are going to do it, and every game is going to be 100-98, and it's going to be 3,000 home runs.
That's a lot of home runs.
And for people who don't know, I'm sure everybody does, you could hear it in his accent. He's a very famous person. He's a Red Sox fan, so anything the Yankees do, he's going to crap on.
But I do like at the end.
You don't take wood from the handle and put cork wood and make this torpedo thing. So all you got to do is, I should be in the major leagues with this thing. Unbiased rant.
Of course.
I thought that was funny at the end. Unbiased rant. But this made the rounds. So this was on the Padres shut out the Braves 5-0 last night, completed the sweep 4 in a row. This was during the game on ESPN as Manny Machado was mic'd up on the field and was asked his thoughts of these torpedo bats.
I have no idea what they are.
Is that right?
They should send a few over here if they're going to be hitting homers like that. So whoever's making them, we can send a few over here to Petco with this big ballpark.
And I guess Buster Olney, during the course of the broadcast, said other teams have started the order. I think the Braves are one that they are going to start.
And the Cubs have them already.
Yeah, there's a kind of somebody on the Twins already using them. So.
And if this guy now works for the Marlins, I'm sure the Marlins got him.
You would think.
What was his name again? Kenny?
Lenny.
Lenny, that's
they,
Lenny.
Well, that's they would refer to him as Lenny.
Okay. His name's not Lenny?
It's,
that doesn't matter.
All right.
Yankees are off tonight. They'll play the Diamondbacks tomorrow. The Mets were off on Sunday. They will be in Miami tonight. Here was Francisco Lindor at the conclusion of their series with the Astros. We know he had a tough series. Didn't get any hits.
By the way, his name is Aaron Lienhart.
Okay. Lenny?
Lenny.
Maybe it's Lenhart then?
Well, maybe Lenhart. Hey, Len.
It's spelled Lean, L-E-A-N.
Okay.
Here was Lindor. His wife is about to give birth, so he was asked is he get a little stressed maybe? Maybe that's why he had a tough weekend.
There was no baby last year. I was in the same spot, so this is not my kid's fault. It's not my wife's fault. You know, it's just, I own up to it. It's just, I didn't get any hits.
Now, that's a Marucci bat. Is that a torpedo bat?
It looks like it.
It does, doesn't it? Looks a little bit thinner at the top.
Yeah, so. I'm not sure. Marucci?
Yeah, it's definitely a bulge in the middle.
Appears to be a torpedo-like.
Maybe. What else of note? Well, really nothing, I suppose. All right, let's get to the basketball. So before the game on MSG, Knicks and Blazers, Mike Breen was standing there with a shirt and tie. Clyde had like a zebra outfit on. That's the best way to describe it if you saw it, right? White and black.
Uh-huh. Black stripes. He could have been like the Bengal mascot for when they go their white uniform.
When they have that color rush. Yes. You're right. On the Thursday night, it could be that too.
Clearly, I'm woefully underdressed for today's festivities, and there's only one way to fix that.
And so he literally puts the microphone on the court and then puts this new wild jacket on.
There's the jacket on TV.
Now, never in my life did I think I would wear something like this in public, let alone on television. But standing next to you, I've never felt more secure in a sport coat than this one.
A plus, Mike. You get an A plus.
There we go.
He did it for Clyde's 80th birthday.
I mean, I hate to say this. He looks great in that
thing. He does.
It kind of fits him.
I told you, he's normally very stiff.
Yeah.
And this gave him a whole different look and a whole different vibe.
Yes, and also the fact he's standing next to a zebra.
Yeah, well.
Which does help, but it does look good.
Pinstripe pants and rhinestone cowboy boots.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyhow, happy birthday to Clyde. Then the Knicks went out and beat the Blazers.
Bridges back to Hart, throw it behind him. Hart has to get it. Still time on the shot clock. He's got time. Hart pulls up, jump shot, puts it in as the shot clock expires.
Was that, did you ever have Clyde in here in all these years?
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Even back in the MSG days?
No, I don't think so.
Interesting. Knicks did beat the Blazers 110-93. That was Breen on MSG with the call. Here was OG Anunoby. They really played a much better game after the break. Anunoby had 28. Why was it better?
Being more aggressive, trying to rush them, trying to make them take tougher shots, and then getting out in transition and running.
And that was on MSG postgame. Here he was talking about how they've gotten by without Jalen Brunson.
We're just figuring out as we go. Each game, we're just trying to be aggressive and make plays.
And speaking of Brunson, he was pregame talking about kind of the status update on the injury, and maybe when we'll see him.
Feeling better. Progressing every day. That's just my goal for next upcoming days.
We shall see.
The interesting thing about this is that OG Anunoby has played his best basketball this season right now without Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, I would trade Brunson. Wow, I got no resistance from that.
I mean, because I don't think you're serious. That's why.
No. Of course I'm not serious. I'm joking.
Actually, OG played great when he first got here,
yeah.
too.
Mm-hmm. I was going to bring that up. The fact that when those guys were together, the short amount of time that they were, Brunson, Randall, and OG, they were unbelievable.
Knicks are off tonight. Nets in Dallas on the Fan at 8:20. Real quick, a little segment we call C-Max at what? So now this is overnight, obviously. I got two very quick ones for you. The one is something that everybody has an issue with.
Jazz jism.
Wow.
So you can add.
Did he say jazz jism, though?
Jazz jism.
He went jazz jism, not chaz jism.
He did.
Jazz jism.
And then he had to bleep himself out, apparently, when talking about the Yankees' new leadoff hitter.
Goal shit.
Oh my God.
So he had a little bit of
jazz jism.
Goldschmidt.
So C-Max said what?
Man. He got to be happy, though.
Oh, that is very, very
He's
got
to be happy.
Oh, it's great when that happens. When I was on vacation, Eddie sent me an unfortunate one during a read that you had where prefix turned into something else.
Yes.
Did you not hear that, Jerry?
No.
Did oh, I that's right. That? You were off that day, too, because Sal was in here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, prefix became
something.
I don't know if Eddie's got it or
like
wants to play
like the hockey hall for Minko?
Yeah, but not as bad of a word as that.
Oh.
Yeah.
How else do you... Prefixed? What else would you say?
I don't want to ruin it if Eddie's got it.
Is. Okay.
But maybe he'll find it by the end of
all
the...
While he's doing update. That, I will tell you that Houston and Auburn won yesterday. So you've got Florida, Auburn, and Houston Duke in the Final Four next week. We also got a new Mike Tomlin.
Oh!
He is talking this morning
nice.
At the owner meetings. Here was Tomlin on the whole Aaron Rodgers thing, and obviously we know about last week, but here was Tomlin this morning with the media.
He's a free agent. As you guys know, he came to visit last Friday. We had a really productive day. He's been in this thing a long time. I've been in this thing a long time, but it's no substitute for, you know, intimacy and...
Jesus. There's no substitute for intimacy. I really don't know where he's going with
that's
that.
That's only he yeah. can say. I guess what he means is they've both been around the game a long time, but they don't really know each other.
Oh, okay.
So they had a
yeah,
be intimate.
Good translation there. Now it makes sense to me.
I think. Yeah. I'm not sure. Darren Mooji did meet the media as well. Last night it was. Just said Justin Fields is the team's starter, which we now know. Also of note, the Hurricanes beat the Islanders 6-4. Patrick Wapp disappointed that they lost the game, but they are competing.
I love that we were resilient. You know, down 2-0 early.
early in the game, coming back 2-2, even took a 3-2 lead, down 3-4, tied the game at 4. I mean, it shows a lot of that group.
Yes, they ultimately lose the game.
Though. I couldn't believe when I saw the betting, the money line on this game, that the Hurricanes were minus 350.
Were they really?
I mean, that is massive.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus.
Interesting. Well,
they ended up working out for them.
Exactly. You would have won. The Islanders have 74 points. They're three behind Montreal, who beat Florida 4-2, and three behind the Rangers. Both those teams with 77 points. You got the Devils in the Wild tonight. Minwoo Lee won the Texas Open in Houston.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Monday morning. Get to see the Mets back in action tonight against the Miami Marlins. The Yankees will be off. Here's a, the kids are off of school today. So, you know, and we just had like a, you know, the winter break for them, and they got the Easter break, and they're off again too. They're off again today. So, Sabrina wants to go to
today. Is today some sort of holiday or something?
Yeah, it is. I think it's. We talked to Youssef about this particular religious holiday a couple years ago and got the whole breakdown of it from him. And I don't want to mispronounce it, but those who observe it are observing it, so they know what we're talking about.
And the kids get a day off from school.
Yeah, so the kids get the day off from school. So, Sabrina, she wants to go to this trampoline park.
It's going to be awesome.
I mean, it's just basically a petri dish, though.
A lot of hacking and coughing,
kids running around, wiping snot on everything.
Oh,
and so I'm like, okay, they'll go
get a little coxsackie.
Sure, you get a little coxsackie. Go pick up some coxsackie from the trampoline park. So she loves this trampoline park, but I'm thinking, okay, you know, they'll probably go like when it opens, 10 a.m. or something like that. That'd be driving home.
Yeah.
But Gina just texted me now. Sabrina really wants you to come to the trampoline park.
Oh, she's using the kids.
No. I wrote exactly back. I said, does she really want me to go? Or are you just doing this to make me feel bad so I go? She goes, no. She said she really wants you to go. And the reason why she wants me to go is she got the biggest kick out of me jumping in this ball pit and not being able to get out the last time I was there, which is a thing because it's like this foam ball pit. And if it's made for children, and when you are a larger man and you jump in there, you start sinking. And it is damn near impossible. Like, the more that you move, the more you sink. And then you start panicking. It's like quicksand.
You feel like you're in quicksand. I know that because I went through the same thing.
You did?
I did because they had the Balloon Museum exhibition down here on Pier 36 or whatever.
Yeah.
And I took Winnie there. And me and Matt got stuck in this ginormous ball pit that was up to my neck.
And you can't get out!
And like Winnie's swimming on top of it.
Right.
You know, like, no problem. She's not sinking. Me and Matt were up neck deep in these.
And I start panicking. So then when you start panicking, you move more. You just go lower and lower. Then I'm like, okay, take a deep breath. You just slowly get out.
So you're going to have to do that again today?
So I said, I'll go, but tell Sabrina I'm not doing that again. Because I was like legitimately having a meltdown in there. I don't want to do that again.
By the way, I always wonder, like, how do they clean that?
They don't.
There's just schmutz in there?
There's just schmutz. I mean, and you could say, like, all right, if my daughter's going in there and getting the schmutz on her, then she's bringing the schmutz home. But we do a full, like, hazmat clean down when we get back for that trampoline park.
Yeah, 100%.
Stick them in boiling water for a second and pull them out.
Bleach.
Bleach. No, but I mean, it's, yeah, but I guess, I mean, I'll go. But I always make an ass out of myself. There was one time, too, that I jumped off of something onto the trampoline and, like, you know, I don't have.
Oh, the parents get involved in this?
Oh, yeah. That's why she wants me to go, because she laughs at me jumping around like my knee buckled and I fell. She loves it. So the reason she wants me to go is she can laugh at me looking like an idiot, which I guess is fine. If that's how I entertain her, then that's how I entertain her. It's better than saying I don't want daddy to come, right?
True, exactly.
So I guess I got to go to the trampoline park.
You're going.
I made plans to go with a driving range with a buddy of mine. Who's a teacher. I had today off. Now I got to scrap that because I got to go to the trampoline park. Done.
You're done.
Trampoline park. Justin in Cedar Grove. What's going on, Justin?
please, I'm begging you, do not go to this ball pit. It's an automatic stomach bug in your house in 5 days. Every kid's birthday party I've ever taken my kids to, it's automatic. They don't clean it.
Yeah, no,
it's
I know.
Disgusting.
You're right.
Find a way not to go. I'm begging you.
Yeah, I know.
And there's some flu going around right now, too, right? Isn't there like flu B or something going around?
I know.
These kids?
But I don't want to deny her the happiness just based on that, you know? So it's a tough thing. But no, it's true, man. I mean, everybody feels that way. And by the way, if I go or I don't go, and then she jumps in there, Gina jumps in there with her, or Summer jumps in there, it's coming into my house anyway, and I'm going to end up getting it, you know? Yeah. Although,
just one of those things. It's called a sacrifice.
Yeah.
You go in there, she's happy, you're laughing, she's laughing, you go home, you puke, you're sick, and you're fine. But you did it for the right reason.
Indeed. And it's like when Gina went up to Mystic, Connecticut with the girls on one of the weekends or whatever was a day that they had off over the winter break.
Yeah, they went up to the aquarium.
Yeah, they went up to the aquarium, which is another Petri dish. Gina came home with the neurovirus, but it didn't spread because she got it. And then she quarantined herself.
She quarantined herself.
It's a lot easier with the adult doing it than with the kids, because the kids are just throwing up everywhere and you got to take care of them. So we were able to stop it with her. But if one of the kids gets it, then forget it. And so far, I mean, listen, we went planes and back and forth to Disney with everybody healthy. So if this trampoline park now gets me sick, I'm going to be really upset. But it's bound to happen, because you're right. It's like a foam thing. They don't clean that. Do you think they pull out each one of those things after the end
There's
of the thing?
There's no way they could do that, right?
The thing is, I guarantee you put a black light on that.
How does the Department of Health?
Because nobody's eating it. That's what it is.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, because you can roll around in foam. I mean, maybe they'll spray something on it, but it goes down deep. It's impossible to clean. I mean, and even the trampolines themselves. I'm just going
to
go.
There's got to be some way to clean these things. There has to be.
I'm
sure. You know, like when you go to the gym and you're lifting weights and stuff, and they have those
things, those little
dispensers, with little rags and everything. You wipe it down,
wipe it off.
That stuff,
I mean, I haven't done that in about 20 years, but yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. They still got those in gyms.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure someone who was
like, we got them out here.
Yeah, it's true. I'm sure someone will call. I own a trampoline park. This is what we do. We use this, we use that. You know, one of those things. Heather in Ohio joins us. What's going on, Heather?
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's up?
So, my husband listens to you every morning. I have to throw that out there. But anyway, so yeah, I used to work at one of those trampoline parks for like 5 years. We do clean the foam pit. It's very difficult. They do it like every 6 months.
Oh, every 6 months?
That's not really clean.
That's not really clean up.
You have to get in there and dig all the foam out and then vacuum the bottom of it and spray the foam. It's like a whole thing.
But how, so it stays clean for 6 months in the opinion of these trampoline parks?
Probably not that clean, but we've also found lots of interesting objects down there.
Oh, wow. What's the strangest one you found?
Well, we definitely found a couple bags of weed in there before.
How old are these kids? Well, I guess it could have been parents, too.
Well, I mean, yeah, like it's, you know, anybody can jump in there.
Right.
So, and I've also had to get some rather large people out of there, which was not fun.
I know. I mean, it is tough. And thanks, Heather. I appreciate
that. You know, those kids that got the green bugs hanging out of their nose and stuff.
Yeah, and then they jump in there and it's just all over the foam pit.
That's
and
you what I'm
jump
saying.
In. Yeah, it's just, no, it's impossible.
Now, they could have green bugs because of allergies.
Yeah, true.
It may not be a cold. It may be just an allergy.
Generally, it's a cold. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, imagine you're like a parent. And you're like, man, like I don't want to go to this trampoline park, but at least I got this weed I could smoke afterwards. And you jump in there and you go to your pocket, son of a bitch! I lost my weed in the ball pit. Damn it. What a terrible day.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.